The Veterans Affairs Department is ahead of most health care providers in using technology to improve patient care. VA is deploying a host of applications to change its health care delivery model. Now, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details from a recent VA telemedicine demonstration of some of these cutting-edge technologies. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so VA on the cutting edge, that's not something you hear very often. What are we talking about here?
Well, what the technology is letting VA do is change how they deliver their healthcare model. It expands their reach to more than 8 million veterans who they serve. And it makes it easier for those veterans to get care at home or in the city or town and not necessarily have to drive the hour or two or three in some cases to see a specialist. Robert Petzl is VA's Undersecretary of Health. He says the goal is to put veterans at the center of their care and treat the whole person, not the symptoms or disease.
These mobile apps are rapidly changing how veterans access the resources and information that we have available to them. Through these apps, we can engage patients and caregivers outside of the traditional office visit. Veterans may learn that she can receive care through our telehealth program, or maybe her provider will use ScanEcho, a technology used to gather her team together to recommend a particular treatment plan. These technologies are helping us create a system of care without walls, a virtual system of care.
Now, Petzl spoke Wednesday during a VA's telemedicine demonstration in Washington. Now, at the event, VA showed about 9 different technologies currently in use or about to enter the pilot stage. Senator Bernie Sanders is the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee. He was at the event. He says, listen, the rest of the country could really learn from how VA is using technology to treat their patients.
All right, so give us some examples of this of what they're doing, what some of the technologies they're using.
Sure. There were 9 of them out there. I talked to 2 specific VA employees about the apps that they're developing or that are going to be available to veterans. The first one is a mobile application to help veterans actually keep track of their healthcare stats. Sean Hardenbrook is the director of web and mobile solutions at VA. He says the VA is piloting iPads with a suite of 10 applications to about 1,000 post-9/11 seriously injured veterans.
And they can do things like renew medications, communicate with their provider, look at their medical record information such as labs, progress notes, radiology reports. It's a way to integrate them directly in their medical care by having it at their fingertips. As an example, they could be at a Little League game, remember that they're about out of their medication, grab their iPad out of the car. These are cellular-enabled iPads, and reorder their medication on the spot.
So walk me through a little bit. You have about 4 or 5 different iPads here. Walk me through them. What do we see here?
So we'll start with the launchpad. The launchpad will show them every VA app that's loaded on their iPad. We also have links to VA resources available, but it's a quick way that they can get to any of the VA applications that have been loaded. It's a very simple touch interface. We actually had interviews with veterans. We did focus groups to design these applications. So, for example, if they wanted to look at their latest refills, for example, we can click on the RX refill application. They'll get a list of all their currently prescribed medications, and there's a button on the side they can just touch to reorder their medication.
And now, obviously, it tells them the dosage. It tells them when the next refill is available. It goes through all the different pieces that you would normally have to either look at your bottle of or call the pharmacy and go, am I due for this? Can I get it refilled?
Correct. It's the same information that their provider would see at the medical center looking at their medication information. They have access to the same display. This was designed with focus groups, so we got rid of anything extraneous that would be confusing based on their feedback. We also have the summary of care application. So in VA, we have an electronic medical record called CPRS, Computerized Patient Record System. This is a read-only view of the CPRS information. So again, it's the same thing their doctor would see at their desktop with the complicated, you know, CPRS application, but it's put into a simplistic interface. It's all touch-enabled on the iPad.
And what's in there? You talk about this left column of the different pieces.
So down the left-hand side, we have simplistic icons that show them what kind of information is available. The first screen is showing them their demographic information, their allergies, their medications. So they can actually validate the information that's in their medical record and make sure it's correct. You know, sometimes there is a problem where the wrong information gets logged. They can look at that and make corrections the next time they're in the office. They can look at their blood pressures and actually graph it out. So if they're told that they're having a blood pressure problem, they can see the information that's been logged during their visits in a graphic format. They can look again, medications, laboratory information. So they may have been in with their doctor today talking about their blood sugar levels, and they can't remember what the doctor said. They can go onto the iPad, pull up their last glucose labs and take a look with the graph.
Now, this is a lot of focus on the veterans. Now, what about providers?
So we are developing provider apps for use inside VA as well. Right now, we're working on a procurement of up to 10,000 devices for this year, and we're building a suite of 30 apps. So the provider now, they can be bedside and show an image to the patient as they're explaining their condition, for example.
Their timing around that, or because it's procurement related, it's kind of when the procurement's done?
It's a two-year pilot for those apps, and we'll be rolling out to more and more providers over those 2 years. So we're going to start with 10,000 devices this year, and we'll see how it goes and add more devices over time.
Now, Hardenbrook says VA developed this suite of apps internally and is expanding beyond the Apple's iOS to actually use HTML5. That's a way to make sure that these apps, these services, can be available on any device, on any computer.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, and he sounded pretty excited about that application. Tell us about another one.
So the second application is called the Healthy Living Assessment. It's still in the beta stage, and VA plans actually on launching it in September. Heidi Martin is the clinical informaticist at the National Center for Health Promotion and Disease Prevention at VA.
It's a set of questions about health history, health habits, and concerns that are unique to the veterans, such as PTSD, military sexual trauma, chemical exposures. When the veteran finishes the questions, what he or she will get is a summarized, personalized assessment of their current health status, the risk of major diseases, and they'll also have interactive features that will help them explore the impact of various choices to improve their health.
Just walk me through the beta version right now. When you get to it, you show right now that the person who you filled out the details for would have a healthy age of 73, but they're actually only 58.
What we're looking at here is the health summary report for a 58-year-old gentleman who is a pack-and-a-half-a-day smoker. He's overweight and doesn't get any exercise. So the major feature on the summary report is called health age, and that is an estimate of, based on their health habits and their health history, biologically, how old are they? So this gentleman may be 58 years old, but he is running the same risk of death as a 73-year-old man. So we also have told the veteran here that he or she can reduce that by up to 19 years by making healthier choices. And we give a list of how to do that. So walking you through the summary report, I'd like to show you that we have at the top the health age, a list of recommendations which are interactive so that a veteran can experiment with what is the impact of making healthier choices. And then we also calculate for them their risk of developing major diseases. And as you can see for this gentleman, he has major risk of heart disease, most of which is controlled by his choices, and a little bit having to do with his gender, his age, his family history, which he can't change. He also has extremely high risk of diabetes if he continues his current habits into the future.
So as you go through, talk about on the left side of the screen, you have the choices a person can make. What are some of those choices, and what happens when you, for instance, you have one up there, quit smoking. What happens when you click on that?
When you click on quit smoking, you can then click on a recalculate button, and it recalculates your health age, your disease risks, and your lifestyle scores as if you were a person who doesn't smoke. So it lets you know what impact in the long term does quitting smoking have on my health. So what you can do is you can click on any of these recommendations together, one at a time. You can experiment based on what you think you're realistically willing to do. So let's start with an example here. So let's say that our gentleman is going to quit smoking, and he's going to get more exercise, 2.5 hours of exercise a week. We're going to recalculate, and it's going to summarize his status if he were to follow through on those recommendations. And you can see his health age has fallen from 73 down to 64. So he got 9 years benefit by those two changes. Well, those are big changes, but 9 years of life is really huge. And as we scroll down here on the report, on the lower right-hand corner, you can see that his risk of heart disease has dropped significantly. He still has quite a high risk of diabetes. We haven't done anything with his weight. His stroke risk has completely eliminated except for the family and health history risk that he can't avoid. So you can see that he got a huge benefit from that. So it's a kind of a what-if analysis so that the veteran can see, gee, you know, there's all these things I could do, but really what am I willing to do and what's it going to mean to me in the long run?
Now, Martin says she borrowed, or VA borrowed, the concept of this health risk assessment from actually the Defense Department. She says DOD has active duty members complete similar assessments on a regular basis. And she said, listen, people were asking for this type of assessment, this tool to be more confidential about how they put in. Because as she said, as you heard her say, they can be honest with themselves. Because, you know, when you go to the doctor and they say, well, how much do you drink? How much do you smoke? How much exercise do you get? Do you really, you know, there's always some embellishment there. Yeah, because you want to feel good about yourself. She says this way veterans can be honest with themselves and see really the impact of their decisions that they're making.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Exciting report. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.